Our guest in studio right now is Rick Broida, and we have a whole crew of other folks in here, Gary Baker and Bill Carver, and Jeff Harder is with us. And one of the things that you mentioned, Rick, and we're going to do that in just a moment. We've been kind of arm wrestling about some of the different factors, you know, between where do I go? Do I go PC, desktop, or do I go to a laptop? And one of the things we want to do in this segment before we wrap things up is to talk about which of these different options is better for which kind of user. And right. we'll do a little bit of that in a second. But before we get there, one of the things that I find is a problem, and maybe you guys can comment from this, is that, like, for instance, my wife is working at a desktop at a very small, we have a two-room apartment, really. And in the bedroom, that's where her the corner is where her little desk is, and that's her nook. I don't know where I would put a laptop in there, because the desktop fits nicely underneath. She has a keyboard and a wireless keyboard and a wireless mouse, and then a monitor in front of her. I don't know where I would put the laptop in there in order to be able to hook it up to, I mean, obviously under the desk, but I don't necessarily want her typing on the laptop keyboard.
Well, why don't it's called you a laptop. Want, she has a lap,
you,
right?
Why don't you want her to do it?
Well, because she is a creature of habit, like most of us.
So you don't want to force her to do it.
I don't want to force her into having to do that. Yeah. Now, she will have the advantage when we travel of having a laptop, which is what I'd like to have, is to have her have that advantage when we travel. But the problem is we really don't have the real estate in the bedroom there. I mean, or I'm having a hard time envisioning how I would put that in there. And as we were talking in the break a little bit about that, that's a bit of a logistical problem as well. Thoughts, guys? Anybody help?
Well, so are you saying that you want to keep the desktop then and also have the laptop, or is this going to replace?
I'd like to replace the desktop with the laptop.
So if you take all that stuff away, you're saying that the nature of the way you have it set up now with the keyboard tray, maybe that's it goes underneath, wouldn't work with the laptop.
Yeah, we don't even have a keyboard tray underneath right now. It's like a glass desk. She has the keyboard, the wireless keyboard on top, and the wireless mouse. So I'm just not sure how to make that thing work.
So this happened to me a few years ago, where I had my wife said, I just replaced the desktop.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, why? And again, Jeff, it came down to, I would like the bigger monitor. And I said, why don't we just get you a monitor and put it, you know, she has a little desk,
mm-hmm.
and she takes and she puts she does have the laptop. This is her second laptop now.
Mm-hmm.
But she puts the laptop there. We have a little bit of a stand that we put the monitor on so that it's up higher.
Oh, I see.
Right?
And then you sit the laptop underneath it.
And she uses, so she has both.
I got you.
She has her laptop screen in front of her and the bigger monitor.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't use the bigger monitor hardly at all.
Really?
Yeah, she's come back now. She's figured out that, you know what, because she does take it and she moves over to the kitchen table.
Okay, so she uses the laptop.
She moves out to the deck in the summertime. She moves other places. We don't, you know, she doesn't take it on vacation very much, but she does some.
So the bottom line is you don't have to give up that bigger monitor.
No, just
if you go to a laptop.
And what we did was she thought that, you know, it's the big tube monitor, and no, it's a flat screen. It sits right in the back. And she just folds this up. We do have to elevate it a little bit.
Okay.
But that was it. So that's how I would do it. And then I would let her go ahead and sit at the kitchen table if she wants.
Yes. Yes, exactly. That's what I would like her to have to be able to do. Knowing her, she's a creature of habit, I don't think that'll happen. Go ahead, Gary.
If you got her a 17-inch monitor laptop and took all the other stuff away, she would adapt very quickly. And she would never go back.
Yeah.
You know, hook the printer up wireless
pricey.
And then...
That's
no one
pricey.
Ever goes back.
Not necessarily.
They had
They're
them
cheaper,
very cheaper 17-inch
than they are the small ones.
Hmm. There was a 17-inch thing on Woot just the other day in the 400 and some range.
And usually the 17-inch monitors, because you have more room for a battery, you get longer battery life as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I do is my computer's in my living room. I actually have the desk there. It kind of sits up, and then I have an HDMI cable to connect it to my television. Right. So I've got another monitor next door.
Oh, I love it. I love it. John, just a quick question before we, Rick, go to some of the things about what things are better for what people. But, Jim, I'm fascinated that you're finding people willing to go from one desktop to the other running Windows 8.1. They're not fighting to have Windows 7 on it?
Last year, I made a conscious decision to not buy another desktop. I was not going to buy another desktop. And
for the store?
For the store. And, you know, things have changed. I purchased a large amount just about a month ago from HP. and you know, I'm selling them reasonably cheap,
mm-hmm.
And I'm selling them out. I'm selling one a day, at least one a day.
Wow. And so, people aren't complaining about Windows 8.1 necessarily?
No, what I'm doing is, of course, I'm putting the classic shell on it, making it look like 7.
Explain classic shell for the listeners, just quickly.
Classic shell, it's a free app. It's classicshell.net, and it transforms your computer into Windows 7. You can start it like Windows 7. You can start it with Tile, but you have in the bottom left corner, you have that start button.
Okay.
And you never have to see the tiles. You can make it where they never come up again. And every
Rick is nodding.
And I want to be honest. I've had older customers come in and they say, you know, we just hate 8.1. We hate 8. I say, why? And they say, we hate those damn tiles. I said, I'll tell you what. If I can give you a brand new desktop and promise you that you would not know if it was 7 or 8, would you buy it? And they said, yeah. They said yes. And every customer has been happy.
Yep.
They That's cannot tell the difference.
Hey, yeah. A quick question on that front. Does Classic Shell also give you the option of disabling like the charms bar when you mouse over to the right corner, one of the right corners?
That I have not looked into.
Because that's my concern. I'm going to do the exact same thing for my mom, is get her a Windows 8 system machine and put Classic Shell on it so that it's, for all intents and purposes,
looks like Windows 7. Yeah.
But I'm concerned that what's going to happen is she's going to mouse up into one of the corners and that charms bar is going to appear and she's going to go, what happened? I don't know what this is.
Yeah, you can shut those off. I mean, I don't know if it's... You know,
if it's Classic Shell or if it's part of Windows?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Okay. As long as I know, I can shut that off.
Rick, let's talk about, we've talked about these different factors involved and hopefully maybe touched on for the listener out there something that you're dealing with and maybe giving you some insights. But let's talk about maybe helping some folks in terms of what might be better for certain kinds of users. How would you direct them?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting now because there's such a shift now because so many people have smartphones or tablets. And I think that those devices are doing a lot of the heavy lifting in terms of things like, you know, email and Facebook and the sort of stuff that you used to sit down at the keyboard to do,
yep.
sit down at the computer
right.
to do. So then it begs the question of, well, what do we really need the PC for?
Mm.
And I think that, you know, again, there's a lot of people who are just traditional and they want it the way it always has been and they want to sit down. But for things like word processing, you know, things like, you know, you have photos that you want to offload from your camera.
Right, right.
Maybe you want to do a little video editing. Maybe you want to play some games. These are the people who I think are going to want to buy a more traditional desktop, maybe with some horsepower behind it, or a laptop with a larger screen, you know, a 15.6-inch screen, a 17-inch screen.
Okay.
Something that's going to get them closer to the more traditional desktop experience. So I think there's that category of user. And then I think that there's the people who still want a keyboard, but really just want something that's kind of akin to their tablet or a phone so that they can just have a keyboard. And for folks like that, I would say look into a Chromebook, you know, or look into one of these, I hate to use the term netbook, but like the new HP Stream.
Oh, yes.
Stream 11, the Stream 13, which sell for, I think, $199 and $229 for the 11-inch and the 13-inch models, running Windows, which is extraordinary.
Yep.
You know, they're no speed demons, but for that basic functionality of word processing and web and
so it's kind of, as
stuff,
you said, it's kind of taking the functionality of email and some surfing and Facebook that I would do on my phone,
right.
but it gives me a keyboard.
And a bigger screen.
And a bigger screen so I can make better input. Okay.
Exactly. So I think you have this two category of user now, is like somebody who needs a little more horsepower, who wants the traditional desktop computing experience, and then you have the person who maybe, to Gary's point, doesn't really know that they now have the option of something that's a little smaller, lighter, less expensive, and not so powerful, but you don't really need that power. What is now a lightweight processor 5 years ago was a powerhouse.
You mentioned some dollar figures. Jeff, can you talk a little bit? What are we talking about when people go from desktop to desktop nowadays with the HPs that you're talking about there?
The special that I've been running is, it sounds cheap, but it's brand new HP, 4 gigs of RAM, 500 gig hard drive. It's $329,
Okay.
and I move all the data for free. I've always done that.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And that's a nice deal that, you know, and it's personal touch, and they walk out the door, and they know that it's useful. But I will tell you that a Toshiba 17-inch, 17.3, looks like a 20-inch on a desktop. You know, $387 for a Toshiba, $360 for one Dell, and $349 for another Dell.
Yep. These are laptops or desktops?
These are laptops.
Yeah.
With 17-inch monitors.
Right. Right. Wow. And so we're talking...
Okay, I'm just looking them up right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Generally speaking, then, we're talking somewhere, when all is done, between about $400 right now.
Yeah.
Can get you into a decent kind of computer. Hey, back in just a minute with three for you to...